The Americas Today. My name is Kern Stanley. OAS Radio takes you inside the OAS Permanent Council as it welcomes the newly appointed permanent representative of Grenada, Ambassador Gillian Bristol. The following is the official ceremony of Ambassador Bristol presenting her credentials to OAS Secretary General Jose Miguel Insulza at OAS headquarters in Washington, D.C.
Good morning, Excellencies, Mr. Secretary General, Mr. Assistant Secretary General, Sir, Chair of the Permanent Council. It is not only a pleasure and a deep honor, but a distinct thrill for me to return today to this, the House of the Americas, as an old friend, former staff member, but truly as a friend. I see so many familiar faces, people I've worked with, people I've had the honor to support in the diplomatic corps, and my dear Secretary General and Assistant Secretary General that I've had to lobby not too hard with, but as for the welfare, continued well-being of the staff of the organization. I don't feel a stranger at all, and that is because of the warm welcome you've all extended to me, and I thank you on behalf of the government of Grenada for allowing us to reintegrate into the fold of the organization at this level. We know for a while we've been without a permanent representative, but we have been excellently, I think, represented by Ms. Patricia Clark, the chargé, who has led the Embassy of Grenada to the United States and the permanent mission to the organization with absolute brilliance. These are long months. Patricia, I'm here now to help you, but you also have to... You're not exactly relieved. I think that's said with a great sigh of relief on her part. So, you know, Grenada, I must say, this under the new leadership of Prime Minister Tilman Thomas and the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and the Foreign Service under the leadership of the Minister, Peter David, the Honorable Peter David, is, of course, reconfirming and reaffirming always our commitment to the long-standing and too well-known principles of the OAS Charter and of the United Nations Charter. We stand very strongly with all the countries in their commitment to democracy, to the principles of sovereignty, non-intervention, respect for the rule of law, and human rights. Grenada will, during the course of this new administration in Grenada, be championing all those causes, but also those which are priority issues for development in the small and developing economies of the hemisphere, not just Grenada, which is one of the teeny-weeniest islands. It's a tri-island state, so we have a teeny Grenada, a teeny-weeny Carriacou, a teenier Petite Martinique, and a lot more, but they're all beautiful, all filled with very dignified and friendly people, but they are also committed to growing, to developing, and more than that, but to working with all our sister states in the hemisphere so that this Americas can truly be a bastion of democracy and a shining light for the rest of the world. Being in this OAS for so many years, I know the leadership role that the organization has played by many mechanisms that it has put in place from insecurity and other areas for the rest of the world. We've had other sub-regions come here and marvel at the things that we've managed to accomplish. Grenada looks forward to continuing its active role in that regard. I must pay special thanks and recognition to the countries of Brazil, Chile, Mexico, and Venezuela who have recently extended new hands of friendship to the current administration in Grenada. The Minister of Foreign Affairs and the Prime Minister have asked that I say so, and it is with the reason why they have joined us here today, and I thank you, Ambassadors, for being here. Ambassador Chatterton, Ambassador Casais, Ambassador Albin, and Ambassador Yatsi. Thank you. And on a very personal note, I must thank Ambassador Lovell for being here today. Ambassador Lovell gave me the honor when she was chargé and alternate representative of Antigua and Barbuda to the OAS many, many years ago of working with her and collaborating with her and assisting in pushing the small states agenda forward. It was an honor for me to be considered in that regard, and I look forward to joining your ambassador in continuing that charge to ensure that the agenda for the Caribbean states is not left behind. I must also thank Ambassador Valladares, who, on a personal note, also asked to be here, and I am truly honored at your presence, Ambassador. Thank you so much. Last but not least, I want to reassure you all that Grenada stands ready to work with everyone, all our sister countries in the hemisphere, and with you, Mr. Secretary General and Mr. Assistant Secretary General, and all the members of staff of the organization in furthering the objectives and goals of our esteemed and beloved OAS. Thank you.
Now the Secretary General of the Organization of American States, Jose Miguel Insulza.
Thank you very much, Ambassador. It's for us it's an honor to have you here. And let me begin by saying that, as you said before, we have already had a chance to work together. And while working together, I came to admire your strength, your intelligence, and your courtesy in defending very strongly the rights and the interests of the OAS staff. It's not an easy task to do that in an international organization where many other things play a role, but I think that probably that, in that occasion, also on your work at the security area, but also but mainly in that work when I learned to know you and to respect you very much. I think that you have done an excellent job with us. Though you are very young, you have been with us a lot of many years, probably many more years than we have, most of us have been here. And I know that your presence here will mark a difference, will make a difference. I know that you are, how forceful you can be when you defend the interests that you, the things that you believe in. And I think that, as you say, your country has been very well represented, but it will be now represented by an ambassador appointed by Prime Minister Tillman Thomas, by Foreign Minister Peter Davis, and that's a very, very relevant thing for us. I've been to your country, as you know, several times. I think probably it's one of the places in the Caribbean I visited more times, and I've always been very well received. I've always felt very well. I do look forward to go back again. I had a chance to go to the CARICOM meeting last week. It was a special occasion because I couldn't attend for too long, and we had a crisis going on. But the heads of government took the time to discuss with me some of the issues dealing with the organization and with the crisis and with other matters. And I can say that I was pleased to see how constructive, how clear, and how unitarian a vision of the problems of the organization, of the issues during the organization, your region has. I think the Caribbean and the CARICOM has been a driving force in the OAS for several years now, and I think they will continue to be so. And I'm very glad that some of the other ambassadors are here. I'm very glad to see that the delegation of the Caribbean is being completed again. That is another woman. Well, we have, of course, Ambassador Zavala and Luján Flores must be someplace around there. But the Caribbean usually furnishes most of the women in the ambassador's organization. And I know that how strong you can be in defending your interests. I do look forward with some concern with the fact that you say that you have a long association with Ambassador Lowell, because I know what are the issues are of their interest and that they will come up very normally and very forcefully again. So, but I don't mind. I think we can work well with them. We're going to do a good work also, and I think the presence of all the ambassadors shows how much we really appreciate you being here. And I must stress again that we have admired very much your capacity when we have been working together, and we know that you will put that capacity at the service of the organization and of your country. Thank you very much.
Ambassador, welcome. Just a couple of quick questions. Are there any immediate objectives for the mission here in Washington?
There certainly are. The Minister of Foreign Affairs, Honorable Peter David, has charged the permanent mission to the Organization of American States with reasserting the agenda for development, particularly development in the areas of trade and tourism. Remember, Grenada's pillar industries are tourism, agriculture, and Grenada also has a leadership role within CARICOM and at the United Nations on the issue of climate change and the specific aspect of renewable energies. Grenada itself is looking at exploring indigenous energy resources. And so these are areas that we will be focusing on at the OAS in this forum and also in bilateral relations with other countries. So those are the things that we're going to make sure get on the Permanent Council agenda for discussion, for mandates to the Secretariat, to ensure that we have the kinds of projects, programs, and activities in Grenada and in the smaller developing economies of the hemisphere that are relevant to our needs. And they have to be relevant not just in terms of the issue, but in the terms of the approach and the focus of those projects. Capacity building is very important. Technical expertise is important, but so is equipment, infrastructure, and mechanisms. We also have to look at issues of market access and direct foreign investment into Grenada. Those are bigger challenges, which the OAS is probably not the best suited forum for addressing in a comprehensive way, but certainly there is a role for the General Secretariat and the organs, agencies, and entities of the Inter-American system to play. So those are the things that we'll be pursuing over the long haul, but also right off the bat. Grenada's government intends to be very proactive and dynamic in raising the profile of the organization. And the most efficient and effective way of doing that is by securing real cooperation that filters down to the common man.
Understood. And you're coming in at a very busy time at the organization. Are you bringing any new perspectives on some of the major issues here at the OAS?
The government of Grenada, of course, maintains complete respect for sovereign states and the principle of non-intervention. At the same time, it upholds the principle of democracy and democratic institutions and practices. And in that context, the government will be engaging in discussions for a peaceful and harmonious resolution to the situation in Honduras and in, God forbid, similar situations were they to arise.
That was Ambassador Gillian Bristow, the newly appointed OAS Permanent Representative of Grenada. My name is Kern Stanley. This is the Americas Today.